This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My voice doesn't sound like I'm a lady. What would a lady look like that sounded like me?
Caitlyn Jenner? God only knows.
I hadn't thought about it that way. Yes, okay, thank you. 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen.
She's fully converted, though. Did you know that?
Yeah.
To Judaism or what?
To innies.
To innies instead of outies?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there anything... Ooh.
Snip, snip, tuck, tuck.
Yeah, but what happens to the...
Snip.
This is a dangerous conversation.
Fold. It is a
dangerous conversation.
Sort of like origami.
Okay. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, DJV, Doug Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I have been looking at... We all have our soft spots. Some of us are... softer than others, depending on where in the anatomy we're pointing. My brain goes to mush when I look at some of the things. As you may have heard, I was talking in the last 2 or 3 weeks about adopting another bulldog. So I've been looking around. I found one that was really fabulous out in Orange County, but the red tape is such and took too long. It didn't work for me in this circumstance, although I think he would have been a great dog. So all my friends, people that are close to me, people that want me to have companionship, and we talked a lot about Charlotte in the last week or so because it was the anniversary of her passing. So looking at some of these things, how many of you have a dog, number one? I know pretty much everybody. Well, Jennifer, you don't have a dog. But Victoria's got two, one for you and one for her.
I'm allergic to a lot of dogs. That's my problem.
Well, you need dogs like poodles, then, that don't have the oil in their skin.
Yeah,
that
you need hair instead of fur.
Yeah, right. And that's what Charlotte was a shedder. And I look sometimes, even in my old truck, there's hair all over the place. It's still, you know, the nooks and crannies that we haven't ever cleaned of stuff that's there. So, yeah, you have a special need. You know what? Kara doesn't have a dog, but she's got a roommate.
It's basically the same thing. You know, I've never had a dog. We never had pets growing
really?
Up. Really? Yeah.
Your father, the picture I've seen of your father, looks like he'd be perfect for a bunch of dogs.
What does that mean?
I know what Doug means.
He looks like somebody that would.
Yeah, he looks like he's
having a dog around would be important.
He would probably like them, and I would have liked it too. But my mom had a dog when she was little, and I think she never really learned how to take care of it, and she was always of the mentality that if we got a dog, she would be the one taking care of it, which is probably true.
Well, what you need is a dog like Charlotte. Charlotte took care of me. I didn't take care of her. I mean, I gave her some food, but it was the other way around. I think that's what happens sometimes with dogs. Anyway, I think because if I get too deep into the weeds here, it upsets me.
I'm right there with you. It's very hard to see how many dogs need homes. It can be very upsetting.
Yeah.
Okay, so I take a deep breath and encourage you to look at, it isn't so much that everybody deserves a dog, but all these dogs deserve more care and attention than they have gotten. I think what's really bugged me, ladies, is reading the bios of the dogs. The thing is, most of these dogs that I've seen in these various, I'm on Pet Finder right now, and they're in foster homes. So there's a system, there's a process that's been developed. It's actually quite positive because it used to be when I was a kid, my father got the first dog I ever had was a dog named Frisky, who was a mongrel. I mean, a real mongrel, collie, and you name it. But he was a real Don Juan, and he lived to be 18, and
wow.
He got into business all
wow.
over the neighborhood. But he was quite a character. And my dog, my father, paid $5 for him at the Animal Rescue League mm-hmm. in Boston. Just went in and picked him out, and $5 later, you're out with a dog. And then we had a series of a couple of English, hello, Doug. A couple of St. Bernards. One of them was fabulous.
Oh, they're
fabulous.
So cute.
Oh, my God, what a fabulous dog. Willy Lump Lump, we called him. And he took care of my mother when she was sick. My father would never let dogs in the house. So when my father wasn't there, which was a lot, my mother would let the dogs in the house for companionship because she was in tough shape. And there's some great moments, some pictures that I have in my mind. But the only dog my father ever let in the house was Charlotte. And Charlotte never asked. We just, Charlotte would come with me like she was walking alongside me no matter where I was. And I'd go into my father's house, and Charlotte would be right in front of me, in the door, open the door, in the house. And he never said boo about her.
Maybe he was too afraid that Charlotte would be like, back off, buddy. I'm with the band.
Yeah, she was with the band. She was the leader of the band. But anyway, I think this time there's something about springtime, too, that awakens a lot of stuff.
New animals, yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday and the day before, Donald and I were making plans for the cows and what we're doing with them this year on the farm. And we were, because the farm's going to come back alive. It's been a couple of years since the farm's come alive, and now it's coming back alive again. And I have in the back of my mind, one of the things I'm going to do over the next couple of years is set aside some of the space, because I have four really large barns, for a bulldog rescue place and call it Charlotte's Place. But you look at some of these other pets. Like there's one of the dogs that's on the Pathfinder, and these are, by the way, they're in all regions of the country.
Yeah.
This is one of the Delaware Alliance for Animal Welfare in Newark. Newark, I don't think they pronounce it Newark, or do they? Yeah, Newark, Delaware. It's Newark, New Jersey, but Newark, Delaware, and Newark, Ohio. So anyway, there's a picture in there of a dog named Queenie, who looks just like Brendan's dog Frankie, only the sister side. And
looks just like a queen, by the way.
Say again?
Looks just like a queen. She looks just like her name.
Yeah, she does.
The way she's sitting, she looks like she's sitting like a queen.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's a thought process, something that we all probably need to think a little bit more about. Yeah, some people are appropriate and know how to take care of dogs, and others don't. And then there are the people that abuse them, and we don't want. You got to wonder about people like this guy that shot the fellow in I don't ask me where my mind is going there. The guy in Ohio and Cleveland that shot that other guy, and he did on post on Facebook. What people like that would do with animals. And the reason I ask you is because oftentimes animals calm down people like that. People who are, really mentally stressed or deranged. And I don't mean, there's a good and a bad to that, because sometimes the dogs become victim of that stuff. But other times I've read and heard stories about people who were just lonely and depressed and desperate, and they had a dog who somehow or other managed to fill the bill that wasn't filled by another human being and keeps these people. I mean, you heard a lot of the stories. They use dogs and horses. I was trying to figure out how you could use cows to help treat some of the disorders the soldiers have when they come back from the war, the theater of war. Because the animals understand there's something that most people don't get. I remember when I was in elementary school, and I'm horrified when I think about it now, we used to get a weekly publication like the Weekly Reader. We'd get, these are probably things that none of you have ever heard of, but we'd get them as part of...
I know all about the Weekly Reader, and I used to love it, too.
Really?
I'd wait for it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there was something called Our Dumb Animals. And it would be a focus on dogs and cats and rabbits. And it was a way, supposedly, of teaching us about animals. Now, I came from the farm, so I knew about this anyway. But when I reflect back on the title of the magazine, Our Dumb Animals, it really annoys me.
Yeah.
Because they are anything. Many times they're smarter than we are in so many different ways. So I just, it's pause, gives us pause to think. Pause, pardon the pun. A lot of monkeys are jeopardized in Brazil. And apparently, because there's a yellow fever epidemic among the monkeys, it's killed 200 people also, and devastating the monkey population. Nobody wants to get involved. So what I'm trying to figure out, Victoria, from this, the disease has killed thousands of monkeys. Who gets it first, the monkey or the human? Because the humans are getting it somehow in exposure to the monkeys. Monkeys are spreading the disease. And so
I think
humans
mosquitoes are actually spreading it.
Yeah.
Well, they bite a monkey and then they bite a human? Is that it?
And they spread it back and forth, right?
Yeah, it goes back. Yeah, I think it goes back and forth, yeah.
Is this yellow fever epidemic worse than Zika?
We all that's know a good question.
I don't know if it's worse. I think it's on par with how it's... That's why what makes it so dangerous is that mosquitoes just take it everywhere.
Well, wasn't there a move afoot? Didn't we spend in America, I remember when Obama announced like $8 million or something, or $80 million, or $800, I don't even remember what the number was, to develop a vaccine so that people could...
I think he was trying to fast-track it, or the FDA was trying to fast-track it for this year, but I don't know if it's if it exists yet.
We got to find out.
Yeah,
we got to just see what the story is and wonder. This is the kind of stuff, by the time the public finds out about these sorts of things, it's usually not too late, but it's a long time down the trail. I don't know. This has been going on since last year, and mostly it's in rural areas where there's lots of standing water, low immunization rates. You know, the big cities have the ability to have better medical care, and the same would be probably true here, but much more so in some of these countries like Brazil, any South American country, or any place in Asia, you think about it.
I can give you one quick update. There's a firm in India who this is from 17 hours ago, claiming that their Zika virus vaccine has been 100% efficient in animal trials.
Really?
So we may have a vaccine coming from India. Uh-huh. And then also in the same group of headlines, apparently Puerto Rico is underreporting their Zika-affected births. Uh-huh. And now there's another thing that the CDC wants doctors to screen for Zika-related epilepsy in infants born to infected moms. So it's still a big problem, and a vaccine is definitely needed.
Yeah. See, that's one place. I'm not a big believer in vaccines in general because I think we've overdone it. We've come up with way too many of them. But in this circumstance, this would be like polio vaccine, something that would be a no-brainer, especially in the areas where there's a really a big problem. All right. Thank you, Victoria, for that information. It's 19 after the hour on DJV's Experience.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters. For the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We'll take you at your word, sir.
Bye, 23. After the hour, music time here in this hour of the DJD Experience. And we focus on a couple of things from the world of Prince. Crack this up. This is one of my favorite Prince songs. How his mind works. It intrigues me. You know what I mean? Okay, so there were some search warrants that led to an investigation into Prince's death. All that information was released yesterday, turned up stashes of pills around his home in Minnesota. Pills were stored in envelopes, Ziploc bags. Documents reportedly confirmed that Prince's bodyguard went to a pharmacy to fill the prescriptions the day before Prince died. And among the prescriptions that was filled was a powerful painkiller called Percocet. Doctor treating Prince acknowledged that he prescribed oxycodone for Prince the same day.
Okay.
Also, what turned up is that Prince has, or had, past tense, a romantic relationship with a singer named Judith Glory Hill from 2014 till he died last year. He's been dead for a year. Isn't that amazing? Good Lord. According to the search warrants, this performer revealed that she would communicate with Prince by phone and email using a Gmail address with the name Peter Bravestrong, which is a pseudonym he often used to conceal his identity when he was traveling. So Judith Glory Hill appears to be somebody who made it through, was it The Voice or was it American, I know, it was Voice.
The Voice, yeah.
Did she come out of The Voice?
She was a huge, promising star on The Voice. I think everyone kind of thought
her?
She would win. Well, she was doing press for The Voice, and they said, who would be your dream collaborator, because she had already worked with Michael Jackson, and she said Prince, and he happened to see the interview,
really?
And I guess invited her to Paisley Park, and then it all went from there. Prince, I guess, had a way.
So, they were eating dinner when he died, though, right? Do I understand that to be the case?
They were eating dinner on the plane. Remember when they had to make the emergency landing to give him the kill shot to wake him up? They were eating dinner then, and I guess he just passed out right in front of her.
Yeah. So what else did they find? And the information about her and the information about all of the pills that were around his house, did they find anything else from the investigation?
Well, I think the Peter Bravestrong pseudonym, he also used, had prescriptions in that name as well.
In that name, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, sad.
Too bad.
Reality. Oh, my God.
Such a waste
of talent.
Talented
guy. Ugh.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Jim. All right, here's a focus now on one of my favorite groups. Tears for Fears has a new album. And they're going to be touring with Hall and Oates. Kurt Smith, confident that his Tears for Fears, the fans of the group will be happy with their new studio album. First one in, what, 13 years?
Yeah.
They are going to release it later this year. He says, it's always hard when somebody asks you what it sounds like. To me, it sounds like us. So here, do we have something from the new? It's too early for the new album, though, right?
Yeah, it's not out yet. I think they're experimenting on the road with new songs with Hall & Oates. Yeah. But yeah, it's not out yet.
So they start for Hall & Oates. Is that what it is? That how
or it's a double
out?
Bill, maybe?
Or is it?
I don't think they're as big as Hall & Oates, though, right?
They met at Coachella last year because they were somehow or other one group. Either Hall & Oates is fans of Tears for Fears or Tears for Fears is fans of Hall & Oates.
I think it's mutual, but they'd never met.
Yeah, right. So this is a pair of duos. I think this would be a good show to take in.
Frankly. Yeah.
Yeah, this would be a good show. So look for Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears at a theater near you. 28 past the hour.
Inner Peace. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Peace is an ever-present yet ever-elusive concept. We would all likely say that our ultimate goal through the adventure that is life is to end up feeling peace. But we all also have a tendency to allow ourselves to be distracted by and caught up in things that do not bring us peace. Peace, as we all know, does not come from the outside, but from within. And if we're really set on developing inner peace, then it is absolutely crucial that we practice the type of habits that can bring us inner peace. From meditation, to conscious communication, to what we eat, to our daily habits, it's important to be mindful that inner peace really is our goal, and then to pursue that goal like no other. For help pursuing your goals, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About 34 after the hour, this is the place where you find the ladies of the day. You've heard the stories about ladies of the evening. Well, these are ladies for the daytime. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here on the DJV show. I'm here to tell you, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. why things come into my mind that do, I don't know. For some reason or another, as I'm going through that, and most of the people listening to this program certainly are used to the fact that there's so much extemporaneous conversation going on, and my thoughts are extraneous versus extemporaneous sometimes. As I'm saying this about you, going through my mind is the theme from the old TV show, The Real McCoys. Don't ask me why. I haven't thought about that show. Kara, see if you can find that theme someplace, will you? I haven't thought about Grandpappy Amos and the girls and the boys of the family known as the Real McCoys for probably 30 years. But somehow or other, I envision myself as Grandpappy Dougie with the girls, and only maybe because of Miles, my grandson. Because I don't want to, I want us all to sort of be on the same part, even though, and the only thing that separates us is a few years. Our minds all work well.
Have you? That's not nice.
Oh, Dougie, I love you. You're a young whippersnapper.
Do you say that to your father? Because your father and I are colleagues.
Yeah, I say that to him all the time. Are you kidding?
Sure. Really? Hey, what's his reaction?
He says, you can go take a leap.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
All right, Carrie, do you find that's the theme song?
Once you meet some family, known as the real McCoys, from West Virginia, they came to study in sunny California. That's Grandpappy Amos and the two of them boys, his favorite grandson,
Now, I haven't heard this theme, I'm telling you, for 30 years. When was that? Does it say when it was on that show? I think it was in the 60s and 70s, wasn't
Sometime
it?
Long, long ago. Let me tell you, I've never heard this theme.
I've never heard of the show.
I haven't either.
Walter Brennan starred as Grandpappy Amos, the real McCoy. All right, crank it up a little bit more. Listen to this. This is culture, ladies.
Oh, is that what it is?
Television culture. Yes, it is. That's what you call early television culture.
Now, is there what reminds you of us for that song?
I don't know. I just said you were ladies of the day. And into my mind, I'm thinking, okay, here are the relationships I have. Jennifer, I've known since she was a kid, a teenager. I haven't known Kara and Victoria that long, but I feel like there's a camaraderie. And with me, it's pretty easy to know, A, where you fit, and B, it's pretty easy to slide into the glove. You either feel it or you don't. I'm one who believes in first impressions, and in this circumstance, although it's only occurred to me actually once in my life, love at first sight. It's something I think you either feel it, the chemistry is there, and I don't mean just physical chemistry. The conversations that we have are compatible, even though we may not agree with each other. We all have different points of view, different perspectives on things. And I can only remember steam coming out of my ears once or twice when Jennifer and I have been involved in heated conversation, and I think both times it was before you came aboard, Victoria. I can remember, I may not have even said anything, but, you know, you can normally tell how I react to things, where my head is. I think I've only been, had steam with you, Victoria, a couple of times since you've been here.
I didn't know.
You see, I don't go down that road. It's not necessary. It just is what it is. We ought not to agree. There's nothing learned. There's nothing advanced when everybody agrees on everything. It just doesn't make sense because we don't. And yet we need to live in a world. Look at all of the things around us that are happening that are a result of us not agreeing on things, whether it's the story of Alex Jones. I'm amazed at the kind of thing. Are you all familiar with that story? You know who Alex Jones is, right?
That guy. Yeah.
That he's just an actor, right?
That guy. Well, yeah. Here's a guy who's a radio personality, and he's doing fabulously well in a certain segment. Yeah, he's sort of, sometimes people put him in with Michael Savage, which isn't fair, or Mark Levin, because that's not fair. Alex Jones does a different sort of thing, and he's divorcing his wife, or she's divorcing him. She says that he's unstable, and whatever.
Imagine that.
he has unusual thoughts and discusses them, and becomes an entertainer on the radio. And that's what the lawyer says when he's in court. He's paying his wife. He's got to be doing some way in terms of money. He's paying his wife $40,000 a month to take care of the kids. And so he, however, is...
That's like on par with what NBA players have to pay their baby mamas. Right. Yeah. So he's obviously doing pretty well.
He's figured out how to monetize what his shtick, shall we say. But, you know, that's an example of people not getting along and why it is that they don't talk it through or don't have somebody in the middle of them trying to figure out, you know, before it got to this point. And the same thing can be said for the problems that we're having with North Korea. I can't believe there isn't somebody someplace that could put everybody, you know, sort of together and try to figure out. I don't think there's any problem anywhere in the world that can't be solved if you want to solve it, whether it's a husband and a wife, whether it's a daughter and a father, whether it's businesses, whether it's companies, whether it's the international politics. If you want to fix a problem, you can fix it. You don't want to fix it for whatever the reason. And so then you ask the question, well, why wouldn't you want to fix the problem? Why wouldn't somebody want to fix the problem between North Korea and the rest of the world? Is it? But you've got to have two willing participants.
Well, sometimes it's better for business to not solve the problem. Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate, but that happens a lot. Yeah.
There's a lot of fear out there too. I mean, with North Korea, you don't know what you're getting with that guy.
No.
So, you know, I think there's a lot of people go, "Ooh, do I want to open up that can of worms?"
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of a can of worms, Jennifer, immigration arrests gone up 34% over the same period last year, as the Trump administration has empowered federal agents to intensify their pursuit of undocumented immigrants. So I'm beginning to have a change of heart here. Shall I share what my change of heart is?
Sure.
Okay. So I've been on this, as long as Jennifer and I have been together, she's heard me go off on my rant and raves or tooting and tolling, whatever my
thoughts
are. My tooties.
I think we've heard some
I've heard you toot a few times, yeah.
Careful. All right, so anyway, I've been thinking about the people who are here illegally and how to sort of separate them out. The people who could be schooled and encouraged and would be accepting of status, doing it the right way, and then sifting out those who refuse, and then further sifting out those who are statistically not a help to what goes on in our country. Are you following what I'm saying? There's three categories in my mind.
Right.
People who are here that are contributing and are willing, even though they haven't done it so far, to follow the law and become legal citizens. Those people, I think, you ought to leave them here. The numbers are too big anyway. The people that are bothering me are the ones who say, "Screw you, America. I'm just here to get as much money as I can and then get out."
Right.
That bunch bothers me. But even more so, the convicted criminals. There are 21,364 convicted illegals sitting in jails. And ICE wants to deport them. But if you deport them, they figure out how to come back again. As is the case with the guy we talked about, was it last week or the week before? The drunken guy that he'd been deported five times.
Five times, right.
And he comes back and he kills somebody in a drunken stupor?
This is an easier answer for America to say yes. But, I mean, if you deport someone who is in jail for committing a crime, why can't you have some sort of an international deal that whenever they get deported back to their country, they don't go home to hang out. They go to jail.
Because the countries don't want to bear the expense?
Yeah. I mean, I know they don't want to.
Yeah.
No, they don't want to do it.
I mean, there's so many things at play, like the home country. I mean, there were people that the country was supposed to take back, their home country, that wouldn't take their people back. Haiti is one of them. I mean, we sent how much in aid to Haiti, and Haiti's like, "Oh, we're not going to take our
Mexicans don't want them back. Never mind the Haitians. Mexico doesn't want them back. They don't want those people to come back again. So, anyway, I thought I'd lay that on you, and you can... I can give you the opportunity.
You want to let us do with that?
Well, I just wanted you to know what I was thinking, and I'm curious as to whether you agree or you're thinking something different. That's what the conversation's about.
I feel like any reasonable person knows that all immigrants aren't lumped into one category. I feel like, you know, I don't know what, I mean, I thought you always felt this way, so I didn't know that this was a revelation.
I've been more, I just send them all back. I've had that in my mind. But I've been modifying it some.
Dougie 2.0.
I know. Look at that.
All right. Speaking of 2.0, Donald Trump has requested a ride in Queen Elizabeth's Golden State carriage.
Of course he did.
During his visit to
I want to go with him. Are you kidding?
Can you imagine?
It's the closest thing that looks like the inside of Trump Tower, so of course he wants to ride
it. Let's do it. Let's go, Donald.
Secret Service says it'll be a monster security problem. Wow, you think? Palace officials say the White House has made clear its request regarding the carriage procession down the mall. I can see this, because if you've ever been in London and you go down the alleyway that goes to Buckingham Palace, I say alleyway, it's a huge boulevard. And the trees, it's a beautiful, magnificent part of London. I think all of London is
gorgeous,
pretty
yeah.
cool, but this part of it, as you can imagine, because it represents what their state is all about and the reverence that they have for the monarchy. Anyway, so the carriage has been used for state visits. Chinese president has used it when he was there a couple of years ago. Barack Obama had a motorcade, but he didn't want to go in the carriage. But Trump says, no, I want to ride in that carriage. Remember?
What do we want to do? Yeah, but it's the safety concern, though, that I think they're saying
it's
to him.
Yeah, right? Oh, security nightmare.
I don't think they've said no. I think they're working on it. Yeah, they didn't say no.
Yeah. No, they'll work on it.
If a foreign, to me though, is it? I don't know. This is just me being a little like fancy Nancy, but it's a little tacky to demand another country that you know that the way that they welcome you. I mean, it should be like offered, not demanded.
Did he demand it, or he just somebody suggested
Times,
that? I'd like a ride in.
I want to ride that thing, please.
Yeah. The London Times seemed to imply that the White House made it clear that that was the only way he wants to travel.
Well, see, I don't know if that's true. I don't know. Yeah. How much can you believe all that? We don't know.
Right. It makes for a good story.
Right.
But is it real? So, Jennifer, do you remember, I think it would have been when you were just around, when I took the Queen gave her, the Queen has a train. When the Queen goes and travels around England, she goes in a train that's just her train. But she gave it to Uri Geller to use when Michael Jackson came to England to do a tour, and one of the stops was at a county down in southwest England where Uri Geller owned a soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? Were you here when I did that?
I do. You know, I know you told the story, so I think that I was here, but I maybe just heard the story.
The only reason I tell the story now is because this whole train is set out like the carriage. It's all ornate. It's all stuff that was created 100 years ago for the monarchy. And it has the royal emblem on the side of all of the cars. I think there are 14 cars in the train. And so the Queen, for whatever the reason, Uri was living in England at the time, and Michael Jackson came, and it was like there was another king in the country. The way I sat, I tell you, this is not, for those of you who don't know the story, it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I became Michael Jackson's valet. I carried his clothing. I was the guy who carried his outfit.
Awesome.
and it was they were in a couple of outfits that were just the same, the white shirt and the jacket.
I can't imagine you carrying anybody's outfits, even Michael Jackson.
Well, we were all sitting in the car together, looking out the window at the kids that were, they'd stop at each town as they go down there. Somehow or other, Uri, being the PR master that he is, he let everybody know what the route of the train was going to be, and they'd slow down and go through these. There were thousands of kids in every one of these stops. The train would slow down, and the kids would rush the train, and they'd wave at Michael, and David Blaine was in the car at the same time. So it was the four of us sitting in the carriage, me, Uri, David Blaine, and Michael. And, by the way, you couldn't have a conversation with Michael. It was just, even if he wanted to engage you, you couldn't because it was
What about
gibberish.
David Blaine? I feel like he's not great for conversation, but maybe I'm wrong.
What a horror show he is. All right, anyway, enough of that story. 10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Three past the hour now. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with Tech Talk Time, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. Victoria is going to have an update on a new virtual reality telescope. Wow, this looks like it could be something very special. First, a reminder for those of you who are hiring how great it is that you have the opportunity, if my memory serves me correctly, this is kind of an exclusive deal. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gets you to use ZipRecruiter free. They have postings to hundreds of job sites, all the social media. You can find anybody for any position anywhere in the country by using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post the job. Medium-sized businesses, big, little, no matter what, you'll get results. And you'll do it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 60% of hiring managers, by the way, report using social networking sites to research job candidates. This sort of underscores what's going on. Now, this could turn out to be detrimental during the job hunt. Here's some story information, the story behind the story with Andy Solomon.
Hiring managers often look at social media to learn more about job candidates. 21% are looking for reasons not to hire candidates. Dan Konzen, Phoenix Campus Chair for the College of Information Systems and Technology at University of Phoenix, has tips to clean up your social identity to help you get or keep a job.
Remove any provocative, inappropriate, or distasteful photos or comments. This includes ones you've been tagged in by friends. Contact the poster and ask them to remove the photo or content. If that isn't possible, untag yourself.
Konzen also suggests making your social media profiles more career-focused.
Think of the type of candidate the employer is seeking and model your social media accounts after that. This may include deleting some friends. You may also want to consider creating a profile under a pseudonym to keep in touch with old friends or post content that may not be work-appropriate.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know.
All right, let's get in the know as far as this new virtual reality telescope. Who's making this? Where did this come from?
Well, this is a startup tech company in Paris has decided to give people who travel to Paris this summer, an historic little adventure, and it's free. It's this is, you know, those telescopes when you're on top of like the Empire State Building,
yes,
the two eyes, you look.
Yeah,
that's what it
put
looks
a quarter
like
in. Yeah,
exactly. That's what it looks like. There are three now around Paris, right along the Seine, and when you look into them, it shows you what Paris looked like in 1628. And it's and as you move the telescope around, you are in a virtual Paris. You're in a virtual reality situation where you can point it in all different directions and see all the different things that was going on in Paris in 1628. The river boats, the barges, the donkeys pulling things along the side of the river. It's a really cool experience, and they're expanding now into other countries. So if you can imagine, you know, the history of New York, you can, this would be perfect for old New York or any city. You can go back to any time period, and they've done a lot of historic research to make sure that it's all accurate. And it's a really cool thing, and I think a lot of travelers will be buzzing about this to Paris this summer.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen there's another one of these things you hook on to your iPhone and take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that picture of that particular telescope? It's like, it looks like a big pair of binoculars. You put your iPhone on the end of it and take pictures. Really amazing, some of the pictures you get.
Ooh. Yeah, the virtual reality headsets. Yeah, it's really incredible.
Very cool.
So it's very cool technology, and I think that's a nice use of it for a startup company to focus on that. They said their next stop will be Normandy, France, which has a lot of history too, so that could be interesting.
All right, how many of you are sick of the robocalls? I'm getting dozens of them every day now on my iPhone. And now there is a way to fix the problem, according to the FCC. What is it?
Well, the FCC says 2.4 billion robocalls are made every month. So what they say to do, the Better Business Bureau says, Google your own number to see if it shows up. If it doesn't, you're probably in the clear. If it does, then you're already on lists. Get on the National Do Not Call Registry. It does help. It doesn't solve the problem, but it helps. And then the other thing you can do, there are new apps. There's one for iPhone called Nomo Robo.
No More Robo.
It's a good name. It's the highest rated anti-robocall app, and so you can do a free trial for 30 days or commit right away. It's $1.99 per month, and it eliminates all of your robocalls. The other thing you can do if you don't want to pay for an app, just deal with the calls and block each one of them. So that's more tedious, but you can do it that way. There's another app called Truecaller, and that's also one of the highest rated apps for Android, iPhone, and Windows phones. It's very similar to Nomo Robo. And it's $1.50 a month, and that will also help eliminate the robocalls on your phone.
And by the way, it's the subject of a new song by Cyndi Lauper, True Callers. You've perhaps heard the lyrics before. Maybe this is a modification of those lyrics.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.